You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Germany's parliament today passed a new law defining rape, clarifying that no means no, even if a victim did not fight back. Critics believe Germany has long lagged behind other developed nations when it comes to its rape laws. The issue was again brought to the fore after a number of sex attacks on women in Cologne on New Year's Eve. The vote was passed by an overwhelming majority in the Bundestag in the capital, Berlin. Stefan Boss reports.
Legislation to tackle sex crimes more seriously was passed by an overwhelming majority in the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, in the capital, Berlin. German law previously required victims to show that they physically resisted attack before charges for rape and other sexual assaults could be brought. Women's rights campaigners argued that Germany's failure to recognize the principle of no means no was one of the main reasons for low reporting and conviction rates for rape in the country. The new law classifies groping as a sex crime and makes it easier to prosecute assaults committed by a large group. It also makes it easier to deport migrants who commit sex offenses. The law meant a political victory for Heiko Maas, the country's justice minister. He had expressed concern that only 1 in 10 rapes in Germany is reported and just 8% of rape trials result in convictions. He said the sexual criminal law should remain the focus of our attention. However, he made clear it was also important to close the current loopholes. The bill passed easily thanks to the government's large parliamentary majority. Opposition parties welcomed the lowering of the threshold for prosecutions, but criticized two measures in the law that could see people who aren't directly involved in the assault punished and foreigners deported for sexual harassment. The legislation followed a public outcry over several recent incidents, including a wave of attacks on New Year's Eve in the city of Cologne, linked to migrants. Germans were also angry that two men were acquitted of drugging and raping German model Gina-Lisa Loving, despite having uploaded a video of what took place, in which she was reportedly heard saying, stop it, and no. Not only were the men cleared of wrongdoing, but Loving was fined €24,000, some $27,000, for falsely testifying. She has appealed against the charges. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.